The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
I can't hear me. You didn't even have me turned on, did you?
Because he was looking desperately to make sure you were happy with the hump day.
Now, the hump day, I forgot. Here's the last hump day of 2015, and I almost said, Jared, you are a winner. Jared had it. You know, I forgot that today was the last hump day of 2015.
Yes.
How could I have forgotten that? We may have to play that again at 8 o'clock, okay? Because I totally screwed it up this time. Good morning, everybody.
Threw you off your game, Mr. Marine.
It did. And then I could see the red lights on, but there was nothing else on. So,
God forbid the cadence got out of whack.
The secret button. Okay, 7:07 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. It is Linda's here with me, which makes me giggly. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So many people love to have you here with me.
Well, you know what, Carl?
They're tired of me.
Before you got in, before you rushed in, which just makes me sweat, I can't stand to, like, rush into right on the air.
I'm still writing things that happened this year.
I know, and I'm hanging your arm like, come on. Well, anyway.
You were hitting my arm. I'm trying to turn on a computer. And every time I would push the button, you'd hit my arm. And I'd push the wrong button, so I'd have to restart.
What day is it, Carl? So anyway, Jared's over there trying to find it in the, you know, on the computer, and it's in a special file box.
It's Wednesday.
It doesn't say hump day on there, okay?
It doesn't say
hump day.
Get it
going to sound effects or something. I don't know. But thank you, Jared.
Good morning. I gave Jared a bad time yesterday. Jared goes, you know, he kind of looks over his shoulder and goes, you're picking on me. He didn't say that, but it was true.
Were you?
Well, I was talking about that. That it's something about men with long hair don't live as long as men with short hair. You don't see it anymore.
Where were you? What part of the world are you talking about?
Well, I'm just talking about right around here in Reading.
Oh, well.
Anyway, it was.
There
I was
you
just,
go.
I was playing with. I was. But Jared is our guy here, and he does all of our sports. He is the sports
guru.
I
think it's cool.
You know, if there's a football, baseball game, or just anything, Jared comes rolling in here. He comes steaming in.
I hope on New Year's he wears a man bun.
Are you going to wear a man bun? Are you? Okay, hop back in, Jared. He talked about man buns.
No, you're not going to just show up somewhere with a tuxedo on a man bun and make it flip everybody's brain out.
That would be funny, but no.
Hey, it's become really... Did we see that thing on Ellen? Remember how she passed out the man bun?
I don't tell people I watch
it.
It was on the TV when I walked home.
I walked in,
and she was giving away presents, and they were man buns. Okay, and she gave... And these, well, you know, what it is, it's like one of those things, you know, those little, like, what do you call those things that go over your head?
Oh, gosh, you want a headband.
A headband that goes over your head, you know, from the, you know.
Like
from,
a girl's headband, like a little plastic thing.
Used to hold back your hair. And on top of it was a bun, so she was giving away man buns.
One had Christmas lights all
said,
in it.
Yeah, she said, oh, here's my samurai. Here's my samurai head bun. And who she gives it to? She gives it to an Asian guy. You know, and you just think, you know what, if I had done that, there'd be people screaming about, oh, racism. Racism. Oh,
God.
But she did it, and it was funny.
Yeah, because she is funny.
She is funny.
That's when we saw that cat video, and we're not really big cat people, but this cat, you tell the story because it's hard to explain.
Okay.
But you could do it.
The cat is sitting there, and she says, okay, here's a funny cat video. She says, don't change your channels. This really is funny. And here's this cat. And they've got this tiger, you know, a stuffed tiger, you know, like a small stuffed tiger sitting on this chair.
Can you, no, around the corner.
The cat's sitting there looking at it. Okay. And then all of a sudden the cat starts punching it. And it was looked like a heavyweight championship fight. The cat's whack, 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 whack with the right hand. Backs down, looks at it, and she goes, "What'd you say? Are you talking to me?" And then here comes the cat with a left hook, right, cross, right, cross, right, left, right, right, and comes back. And staring at it. I mean, it must have been like 25 punches in the space of like 10 seconds.
And it's in the eye. And it's
going
the
right for the
place.
Eyes. Going from the same spot right for the eyes. So if you've got a cat that looks a little brutal, getting in your face and is looking at you, you might want to cover your eyes. Okay. You never did give the weather.
Well, here we are. 40 degrees. And chance of showers and mostly sunny today with our highs of 52, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 34. Thursday calls for a sunny day with our highs of around 51 and Thursday night with our lows of around 34. New Year's Day, sunny and 50. As we go through the weekend, it looks like we're going to have sunny on Saturday and Sunday will be sunny with a high near 51. Monday we come back with a slight chance of showers. And that's a little bit of our forecast here on KCNR 1460. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Thank you so much for being our sponsors this year for the weather. Each and every time you read it, just remember
Chuck and Judy
they
Kenny.
Have chosen to
Thank
be
you.
The sponsors for the weather, and we really appreciate it. So Shasta Gas Propane, head out for all of your Shasta gas needs.
365-3793 is the phone number. And again, a better-known business. And again, Chuck and Judy Kinney, thank you so much. And we want to thank a lot of our sponsors, you know, that have been with us through the year, too, as we go along during the day. SunGold. And, you know, and 2015 wouldn't it be 2015 without SunGold.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, Karen, thank you so much
She's
for being
She's a beautiful, our chat room people that...
Every day she has
been
here.
It's such a nice feeling to, you know, and when you're not there, where are they? And I like how they sign off.
Then we worry about it. Then we go, where's Angel?
I'm going to go water. I'm going to go grocery or whatever it is. You know, it's so wonderful.
And they go, well, I'm going to go off for a run this morning, you know, things like that. But, you know, and then you wonder about them and they haven't been there. And you go, well, what happened to the onion grower? And then he comes back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and others. And so you're kind of concerned about them. But Sonny has been there every day. So, Sonny, here's a big shout-out for you for 2015, and thank you. And, in fact, she's already in here and talking about this guy, Ethan Couch, the affluenza. Yeah, you know, I guess affluent.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, affluenza.
Affluenza.
I thought
kid.
It was really the flu, but I didn't realize what it was. It's
have
a new
you read
term.
About him? He's
well,
a
I just
kid
heard
that
about
was
it.
Drunk and got into a car wreck that killed four people. And his defense was, hey, it's not my fault. I've lived an affluent lifestyle. And so, thus, affluenza. And the judge let him off with like
disgusting.
A suspended sentence. Because he had said, because the defense was he had never had any restrictions, he was couldn't help it, he was a rich kid. It's just the way I was raised. It's not my fault.
And society should have really stood up on this one.
Well, society in the form of the judge let him off anyway.
Socially,
he did something, and he and his mom fled to Mexico.
No, just well, she should
and
be
were caught.
Put in jail.
They got caught and were brought back. So the kid automatically goes to jail for like 120 days.
She needs to like have restriction on parenting. Period.
You know how they found him? They ordered a pizza. And whoever, when they ordered,
are you kidding?
They ordered a pizza somehow, then that led to him being caught.
How could she sit there and look him in the eyes and think, you know what, he needs to pay for a little bit. I mean, whatever.
If
he needs to pay, not
to
even
hold,
a little. I'm sorry to retract that.
He killed four people.
He killed four people. That could be your sister, your mother, your friend.
Well, frankly.
You know, and the thing is that you would you just be livid?
Affluenza would not stop a right cross. I'd take that cat. I put him in a chair
funny.
And let that cat go at him.
There's
anyway.
no humor when it comes to the death
well,
of people.
Well, the thing is that here's a rich white kid who gets off because he's affluent. Okay, he gets off in this one judge. And yet we have, turn it around. If he had been a poor Hispanic kid that had killed four people, in this case, would he be off? Would he have gotten off with, you know, with some kind of slap on the wrist? No, it wouldn't have happened. Okay. All right. Here is our last part of the year with Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number's been with us for a couple years, too. You know, and they provided us a Sleep Number bed which we really, really like.
We do.
We really do like it.
And, we're not just saying that.
No, I mean, you know what? You can. You know what? Here's one thing: is I love to sleep when I can sleep.
Well,
I love
of course.
To sleep. When I go to bed, I want to go sleep.
It's
I
the best
to
thing to be able to replenish your body.
Sleep number is a great bed.
We feel completely different when we sleep well.
Yes.
It gives us the next day. Your disposition is way more sunny.
And sleeping on our sleep number bed has been outstanding. And you know what? We can go through the whole thing. You've heard us every day talk about it. But here's the thing. Right now you can get a good deal, great deal, on your sleep number bed. You can save $600 on the sleep number i8 bed, rated number one by Consumer Reports. Number one in 2015. By Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than that. It has Sleep IQ technology. You can have that in it. My sleep number setting is 45. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. But here's the last night I forgot to adjust. And we slept last night at 100. And guess what? We slept all through the night and it was comfortable. So I may have to rethink my numbers here. But there was a reason, one of the reasons I slept really well last night, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, Sleep Number stores, Sleep IQ technology. We are sold on this bed. Okay. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian. Go down and see Janice. Go down and see anybody in that store. Give yourself a great present for New Year's. It doesn't have to be a Christmas present. It's just a present for you, a Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Reading Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I woke up this morning, and the
on.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. Hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, I tell you what, 70 years in the business, 3 years in a row, they've been in the top 100 hospitals in the nation. Their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. They treat people well. Their emergency room is just outstanding. And I tell you, like I said, their cardiac unit.
If you're Doug McConnell.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm running the Spartan this year, as everybody knows. I've made that announcement.
You made the announcement.
In 2016, I'm running the Spartan.
So do
We're putting together our team.
Do everything
so if you,
can you want
to be on the Wellgate KCNR Free Fire Radio Spartan team, and there's two races. There's a three-mile race and an eight-mile race. We haven't figured out yet which one we're going to be
in. Can you walk it?
Well, part of it, because it gets crowded out there, you end up kind of like walking.
Yeah, but tell me what you do with the Spartans. I mean, you're having to drag yourself on your elbows across.
But let me get into the fun thing. But part of our part of my team that is put together is Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell, who used to be the heart guy over at Shasta Regional, who is the who's retired now, but he still goes over there and he still cracks.
And it's in October.
He still cracks a chest now and
right?
then. It's next October, and he said that he is going to be part of my
team. Okay.
And not only that, but we
Book
have
it now.
We have the head of the EMTs down in Los Angeles, Bill Mastin. He's going to be there. He'll be there for emergency right away, and Dr. McConnell will be there in case I get really
Sandy may run it.
Crack that shoe, huh?
Sandy may run it.
Sandy.
She runs.
She runs.
But it's more than just running.
Oh, and it's more running. You do obstacles. You crawl through mud. You climb walls. You pick up buckets of sand.
I'm not
and
sure
run
about
around.
That part.
Oh no, it's a toughie. Yeah. It's a toughie. And the one that got me into this was a guy named Vince Stevenson, who last year got the flu. I mean, pneumonia.
Chest.
Got pneumonia and went into the hospital. Not because of his training.
It went on for a long time, too.
Okay. For the next 2 hours, or for the next hour and 30 minutes, we're going to kind of catch up and try and catch everything that's been going on for 2015. Some really big stories, and then we'll kind of like other stories, notable deaths, celebrities are gone. But big stories that have gone on that have affected us, affected the world. And Linda's going to start off with some of the ones that have happened, that are worldwide, not so much, but they have had an effect on us here in the
United
States.
Okay, well, this is according to The Atlantic. And one thing that's not in here that I believe should be in here, and maybe it's in another things that when we talk about events that mattered in 2015, of course, are the Paris attacks, but that is not in the top 10 here. Starting with 10, the Saudis intervene in Yemen.
That's for the first time the Saudis went into Yemen. They were using their own fighting. They were dropping bombs and in that. So that was a big, that's Middle East
Number
battles
nine.
Going on.
Now, this starts with 10 and goes down to 1, so I think it's probably, the top 10. And then, number 9, China builds islands in the South China Sea.
Big thing there is they're extending their reach from China. And here, this is why it's big. Well, I mean, the fact is that in the South China Sea, which they have claimed for a long time, but they're fighting it out against the Japanese, Philippines, and us, is that they build these islands and say, this is now part of China. Now, the thing about it is that the Chinese at the same time are building aircraft carriers. Aircraft carriers and the ships that go with the aircraft carriers are not to protect the Yangtze River. No, those are power projection forces they're doing. At the same time they're building them, and we've got one out right now, and they've got the second one ready to go, we are cutting back in our aircraft carriers. We're cutting back on our Navy. At the same time, the Chinese are building up and pushing out in the South China Sea. Thank you, Mr. Obama.
Number 8, China devalues the renminbi amid an economic slowdown.
They are. They're slowing it down. They were making, they were putting factories on bringing them online every week and building, but their economy has slowed dramatically. Now, big
That's
impact
their currency.
On us. Big impact on us, of course, is they have a lot of American dollars. And what impact is that going to have on us and our exports to them?
Well, and it says the stakes in the dispute are enormous. More than $5 trillion in trade passes through the South China Sea each year.
That's on the South China Sea.
Right. Number 7, the world strikes a deal on climate change.
Climate change. President Obama. Now, here's the thing about it is, the other nations that say, wait a minute, we don't have what you have, we're not going to slow down. And nothing really happens except to us. in the United States where, oh, we have to reach these levels that are made by some reason of science, hocus-pocus science in cases, and could have a huge impact on our ability to manufacture or our ability to transport. All these. This is why this, you know, this, and again, it's some kind of a treaty that's being done and signed. That it, the one thing it has done is say, hey, look, we do need to cut back on emissions. If you look at it, if you look at China and the number of different countries around the world, in Beijing, their smog is so bad. People are wearing masks. And, you know, people are dying from the amount of smog that's in Beijing and other cities in China. You don't have that problem here in the United States. We have addressed a lot of those problems. But here's Obama is signing this treaty or this pact to do things that can have a severe impact on our ability to manufacture.
Number six, Russia intervenes in Syria.
Well, what can I say about this? Except, good job, President Obama and Secretary Clinton. The people in Syria, the civil war starts. We lead from behind. I have never heard of that type of leadership, leading from behind. How do you lead from behind? It's kind of like pushing, and I'm not sure what it means, except the war was going bad in Syria. There's people, thousands and thousands of people being killed. We abdicate our responsibility. We could have stood up and done some things for the Syrians, but we chose not to. And what happened then was Putin steps in, comes into Syria, brings in weapons, and takes over. And where are we? We're sitting back here. After we had started this Middle Eastern spring, the Arab Spring, Egypt's leader falls, the Muslim Brotherhood take over, then the military takes over from the Muslim Brotherhood. So now you have the military in charge of Egypt again, which, by the way, if you look at Muslim countries that hate us worse than they did before Obama was president, that dislike us more, Egypt is right there at the top of the list. They dislike us a lot more now than they ever did before. Thank you again, Mr. President. And then, of course, you have the mess in Iraq, in Iran, all of this, direct result of pulling troops out of Iraq by President Obama and Secretary Clinton.
And their administration. So,
and they're, well, you know,
following
no,
orders.
No, it's him. He is the man in charge. He could have stopped it. He could have said, that's not what we're going to do. He did it against the advice of his military commanders and people that actually knew where the Middle East was on the map.
Okay. Number five, the Trans-Pacific Partnership finally gets done.
Let's not get started on that one. If you remember what happened with NAFTA, and now we have all the businesses that moved out of that. We have Mexican trucks and Mexican truck drivers driving all of the United States right now. So if you've got a trucking business, you're having to compete down in South Texas against that. It doesn't work all the time. And this Trans-Pacific Pact is going to cost jobs. Everybody says it's going to cost jobs. What is the big thing about this? Oh, we've got to get it so we can sell our exports. Okay, we sold our exports before. It's one of those things that Obama is leading. Oh, we've got to be, it's a world culture, world market, world economy, world currency is coming next.
Okay. This is the top again, the top 10. It said,
and these are just my opinion.
Okay, number four. The EU rebuffs Greece demand for austerity relief.
The Greek economy is in the trash can.
Deep doo-doo.
Trash can. And why? Because they tried to do austerity. They give away so much. It is socialism. They're giving away so much that their economy is in the tatters. Well, the EU says, we'll bail you out, but you've got to have austerity. Well, they tried that, and it led to riots and all these things. So This is a big thing. It says, hey, look, you know, unless you try and get your arms around this mess you have, these, you know, 4-day work weeks and everything you're giving away, there's a big, you know, we're not going to keep bailing you out. That was a huge story, too. And you know what? It is now 7:30.
All right. So
December the 30th, we still got the top three.
We have three stories coming back. So good.
We have pages of other things we want to talk about.
Good.
Sports and celebrities and politics here in the United States and all of that.
Oh, my God. Sports.
Right after we come back from this break.
All right.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Northern Firearms Instruction. Hey, you want to start off your year with a concealed carry? Then give Northern Firearms Instruction a phone call. They have classes all the time. There's a class. There's a woman's, a ladies-only class in early January. It's got, of course, classes all through the Northern California area. If you don't have a gun, if you just don't, you know, the gun that you have, you don't know if that's the one you want to carry, they'll provide guns and ammo for you at Northern Firearms Instruction to get you through the instruction, to teach you everything you need to know about safety on and handling a handgun, and then help you find the right handgun for you, the right handgun for you to carry. If you're not even planning on ever carrying a handgun, but you want to learn more about it, you want to have one in your house, you want to have something to be able to protect yourself because you know the police, as good as they are not going to be there in time. Somebody's breaking into your house. So this is a class to take. Give them a call. 999-1822 or register online, readingccw.com. It's 7:31 here on December the 30th. It's 40 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we'll be right back after these messages with the top three international stories.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There's a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River.
Abby, will you be joining us January as we kick off the 2016 Haven Humane Society's Second Tuesday Dinners at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue?
Yes, I love seeing the grill warriors cooking on that Mongolian grill.
That's right. And with something for everyone, it's a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 12th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, December the 30th, the last Wednesday in 2015. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:34 in the morning. It's 41 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are rocking today with some of the big stories and things that have happened in 2015. Four Winds Jewelry brings you this segment, and you know, we want to give a shout out and thanks to Leonard Silverman, who is the owner of Four Winds Jewelry, who has supported us
since day one.
He's at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Linda's gotten great deals over there, and it's not just because that we're friends or he's been associated with us for so long. It's the fact is he's an honest man who gives you great deals on jewelry, any kind of jewelry, estate jewelry. You're looking for diamonds, watches, whatever it is. And speaking of watches, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area works in that office, in that store, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Monday through Friday. Four Winds Jewelry, big shout out. And by the way, Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy, personal friend and somebody that has been advertising with us for a couple years. He and Lisa just want to do a shout-out to them, too, and thank you for your support out there, as we have for Chuck and Judy and Shasta Regional.
All of the people that are advertisers that we do live reads for, we have a personal association.
Yeah, we do.
We get to know who they are. Otherwise, I just, you know, we come to a place in our lives, it doesn't matter. It's got to be something that we feel responsible for.
Frank and Kathy Muse. Really good people. We work with them, Northern Lights Energy, and of course Muse Trucking. And you know, big shout out to them too. Okay, now you were at number.
We're talking about the world's events that mattered most in 2015, and this is according to the Atlantic.com.
And so far, you know, I'm pretty. You know, those are pretty good.
These are like according to what they're saying, and they don't have Paris attacks on here.
Number
three, negotiations in Iran's nuclear program produce a deal.
A deal. Yes. What kind of deal is it when you can? It takes, you have 30 days to allow you to come in and look at something. What kind of deal is that when you're giving them a nuclear power, a bomb, and you kick the can down the road 10 years? What kind of deal is that, Mr. Obama? You know what? There isn't a person alive, except perhaps your inner circle, that thinks that's a good deal. The people that you know that on your staff. I mean, what kind of deal is this that you're giving them the right to do this? They want to turn down looking at things, you know, the inspections. How can this work? I don't understand this. But it's a huge deal because what it said is, okay, after this certain date, we can just kind of do anything we want. But they think things are going to – maybe things will change by then. Maybe there will be enlightenment on all sides. That we all get together, put our arms around each other, and sing kumbaya. I don't think so.
All right, number two. ISIS terrorist strikes on three continents.
There you are. ISIS. And this is one of the big stories that I've been writing to. ISIS. The junior varsity team, as Mr. Obama and Hillary said, the junior varsity team is now owns huge swaths of land in Syria and Iraq. They would have never been in Iraq if it hadn't been for the decision by President Obama and Hillary Clinton. And you know what? I can say this, my friends, because these are things that have happened. And if it was under Bush, because Bush made the mistakes he made. But in this case, ISIS got their toehold. Then thousands and thousands of fighters flocked to their notion of a caliphate there in this area where they can live under Sharia law and do what they want, and have spread to other continents, into Africa and into Europe, and had attacks there and terrorist attacks, which are big news. Two major terrorist attacks in Paris, France this year.
Three. Instead of daylight, we just said, okay, three teams of ISIS terrorists struck at four locations in Paris. Okay, you're right. But and then it talked about 33 people in Sirte, Turkey, two suicide bombers with 102 people, a peace rally in Ankara, a Russian passenger airliner over the Sinai.
Russian passenger airliner that was brought down by...
224.
Yep. They've struck everywhere. And this is a junior varsity team that if you had taken them on as you should have, or if you had left troops... in Iraq, as you should have, they would have never gotten a toehold and gotten started. All of this could be laid directly to the door of President Barack Obama. for this happening. And now we just had, and we're going to be talking about the San Bernardino killings, but this will be other things we're talking about in when it comes to America. But again, this is huge. I mean, the two attacks, they had two attacks, separate attacks in Paris. They had that one you're just talking about, the one in Paris that killed all these people, four separate attacks, slaughtering people. And then they had the one, the attacks on that magazine, because they had made jokes about Muhammad, and they came in there and killed all those people. Again, terrorist activity from ISIS, the Russian bomber, all of these tied together.
San Bernardino.
And then, of course, San Bernardino.
And that goes under, if you look this up, if you care to read further into this, this is theatlantic.com, and it's about the top 10 world events that mattered most in 2015. Okay, so that was number two. And, yes, under that heading, it does talk about Paris and all the other events. I didn't read further. Number one, the first thing.
This is according to Atlantic, what they think is one of the most important stories of the year.
A refugee crisis roils in Europe.
My goodness. Millions of refugees heading into Europe, crashing through country gates, trying to storm the channel. The channel is the underground and the tunnel that goes, that links France and England and United Kingdom underneath the English Channel, the channel. They've tried to push their way through into that. They've had thousands of people along the borders, and they're coming into the country. Two-thirds of them are men that are of army age. In other words, they could serve in the military. Two-thirds of them that are coming in there, they're avoiding the war in their home country, and they are moving into these into Europe by the millions. And I tell you what, here's what happens. Already they're having the problems they had in Italy and Spain and many other of these cities. They do not assimilate in the culture. They form their own communities. Sharia law. You know what the largest or the number one name in England was last year for babies' names? Muhammad. Yeah. How about that? It's because there are so many Muslim are either moving because of wars in their country or been displaced. And President Obama wants to bring in thousands into our country. These are the thousands, you know, that are they vetted? Is it going to take, are we putting them in a place where they can be kept safe, but then we're vetting every one of them before they come in? Are they just going to be coming through by the thousands like they can, like they're coming into Germany, Italy, the old Soviet bloc countries up there in, Croatia and Slovenia and Slovakia and these? They're coming in. And then some of them have been tied directly to the Paris attacks. We're coming in through with the refugees. This is a huge story. What impact will it have, not today, not even in 2016, but what about by 2020? Okay. 10 biggest stories.
10 biggest stories.
I think those are pretty good stories.
Yeah,
we have.
Yeah.
Here's a story here, and okay, we're going to throw in and out here. Dave sent us this one. Big story this year is the rise of Reno, Nevada. And Reno is the number of companies that are coming to Reno and how they're expanding. And he uses as an example Tesla. You know, Tesla is the company, the car company that builds these electric cars that are just maybe the wave of the future. And we've seen these around here. We have friends that a couple friends that own these.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 0 to 60 in like 1 second because – okay, I exaggerate there. I know it's hard to believe that I exaggerate. But Tesla – had a chance to stay in California, and we couldn't keep them here because, taxes and so many other things, environmental concerns and whatever else we do to companies here. So they moved over to Nevada, and they went to Reno. Here's an example. It took Tesla 1 week to get a grading permit. 1 week to get a grading permit. 1 month for the permit for the factory. Excuse me? 1 month. Now, you go back and you look at some people around here that have been working for a year to get the permits to open up their businesses. A year to open up their businesses.
Or more.
What's wrong? We have the new director that's coming in from the city of Redding. He'll be in here on the 5th. And you know what? This guy, I met him the other day. And first of all, he's 47. And I said, I hate you. The guy looks like he's like 27.
Yeah.
I mean it. And, but you know what? He is the one that he's pushing things forward. Like Customer Appreciation Week. He's going to be on our show during Customer Appreciation Week from the city of Reading for our builders and those trying to, you know, to build homes and businesses here. This man looks like he's got a completely new vision of how to help people. You know what? If he's as good as he looks in the things he says, hooray for him. And you know what, Starman? You did a great job on this guy. You know, he's even brought in a book he wants everybody to read.
Oh, that's cool.
It's called Good to Great.
Oh, I like it.
You know, that some companies are held back because they're doing a good job. But what gets them to that next station?
You know,
I'm not trying to steal his thunder, but I like this guy. And I, you know, and but we want to see what he has plans and for building. Imagine, Tesla takes 1 week to get a grading permit, 1 month to build a factory. You know, that factory's got to be huge.
So, it brings to mind, Carl, that, you know, this is just... I don't know. Maybe it's something, again, my parents instilled in me. And, you know, I think it was also, maybe it was the back of my era, the, you know, a lot of people in my high school really achieved greatness. It was in the 70s. And I'm not really sure, you know, it was kind of the era when, you know, my brother at 72, my brother, they were still coming into school, there was still Vietnam. And so the long hair, the 60s, it came out of the long hair. And you know what I mean? It's that there was a little bit of a, you know, flip off to the government. People were ticked off about the establishment. So anyway, in the late 70s, you kind of are the, I was graduated, supposed to graduate in 76, and I went out in 75, year early. But because I got all my credits and everything,
I
wanted to just move on in show business, so I left Sacramento. But my kids. So anyway, this goes back to when it wasn't. You know, good isn't just being good. Okay, it's good enough. Good enough is kind of like.
You still like that?
I don't like that. Good enough. That's just good enough.
That looks good.
You know, like substandard is like, you know. If you really try hard and you don't get it, then okay, then a C, it means that you're passed. But that you really should try harder to get a B or an A.
And that's good to great. And you know what? It is exactly right. I learned one thing with Linda Bott. When she says, "How does this look?" If I say, "Well, it looks good," that is, and the first words out of your mouth are, "Good is not what I'm looking for."
No.
And okay, don't ever use the words okay. Oh no, that's okay. Okay. Anyway,
no, no. So, I mean, I just feel like we really need to think about, you know, am I living a substandard life? Am I just letting myself be okay, or do I really strive to be excellent or fabulous or exciting or get that mojo in 2016? Get it. It's exciting for everybody else too. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
A werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand. Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fook. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's December the 30th. We're running as fast as we can toward the end of the year. I hope we make it before the year runs out. We're sitting here at 10 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 30th. 41 degrees out there, going up to 52 tonight, tomorrow night, and the 1st of January. Going to be good days, it looks like. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And our friend over there, Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. And what can we say except that he guarantees his work, chips up to cracks 2 feet in length. Great guy, great business. Get it done over there at Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 241-8373 is the number. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, great. We're just over-caffeinated.
You were talking about the Reno Tahoe Development Corporation over there, and I got a call about a month ago from Chris Thompson, who's the executive VP over there, and they've acquired a 4,000-acre parcel adjacent to the industrial subdivision, and they wanted me to put that in as a residential subdivision, wanted me to take over that project.
Uh-huh.
I told them that due to my wife's health, I couldn't, but I'd turn it over to a protege of mine, which I did. They also told me that they're under construction now on a million-square-foot building under roof. Now, for those who can't add, that's about 22 acres under roof.
Under roof. Wow.
If you can picture that. I got a call from a contractor friend of mine over there who is... has got the contract to bid on, or who bid and got the contract on the insulation and drywall on it, and they figure it's a 5-year project. Also, I was told that eBay is moving in there.
Is that something? Because we've got some other things on here, too, that says it's like 30 companies have moved into there in the last year. So it sounds to me like everything you're saying there, Henry, and what other people are saying is Reno's exploding.
So he's the head honcho over there.
Who is?
Lance Gilman.
Okay.
And they have been, for the last 2.5 years, they've been moving a major out of California once a month. Out of California only.
Wow. Well, but you know what? It's
incidentally, the phase one of the subdivision... the company went ahead and got the approval for 1,500 homes plus commercial backup for it, and it took them 30 days.
Well, that's what they're saying. You know, yeah. 1 week to get a grading permit, 30 days for a factory. You're just saying it took them a week to get how much? Or a month to get what?
Well, we got they got approval on phase one of this 4,000-acre residential unit.
Mm-hmm.
And the first phase calls for 1,500 homes, plus the commercial and the parks and schools and such
right,
as that.
Right, right. It took how long?
If you can imagine how fast that moves through Story County, you can't believe it.
Did you say it took a month to get that?
Yeah.
A month?
I know the planner over there in Story County. Nice guy. He'll tell you how it is, how it's straight. I've worked with him before on projects. And it's a case that he takes it immediately to the county supervisors. They put their stamp of approval, not at a meeting, individually. And it goes through that fast.
Wow.
Well, you know, maybe this is somebody we should, you know, get on the show here. Like one of the people say, hey, we ought to get him on the show and see what they're doing to make it go so fast.
Well, call Chris over there.
And we'll do it. I might use you, Henry, for that, just to kind of give me an intro. Okay, Henry, thanks a lot, and Happy New Year, buddy.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, take
Thank
care.
Thank you.
Henry's been with us for a long time, too.
I like
and
him.
Henry goes down. He goes down to Mexico, and he spends time down in Mexico, and he's just, you know, his wife. I'm sorry, but, you know, as health-wise for his wife.
Well, taking on a whole project like that is like...
It is. It's too much.
Right. You know,
okay.
It's a whole life, you know. I mean, it's a world of, you know, energy. I mean, we know what the energy is just for us. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, Henry. And I want to do a shout-out, too, while we're here for... Ruth Angel and Kurt Largent. They have been two really outstanding individuals. You know, they're
been
they're,
with us from the very first.
They
day.
Have wonderful integrity. That's a really big thing for
yeah.
me. They have stood in for us when we've had to go places. They have a show here. They've been with us since day one. You know, Ruth is just, she's an amazing woman. She and her husband, they were there for our group when we went to Normandy because they had taken that British Isle trip before we did. So they kind of let us know the ins and outs. And they just, you know, if they're the type of people that if you needed something and you called them, they'd be there. You know that feeling? You know, put that on your hand. Like, if I call that person, would they really be there for me? Well, Ruth Angel is that type of person. And Kurt is such a family-oriented guy. Kurt and his, of course, Largent and his dad, Ron
yeah,
who
Ron's
just celebrated 76 wonderful years. Cancer-free. He's done so many things
did,
for community.
He rode 76 miles that day on his bike.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of tells you something about the Largent family.
And Kurt has got us back involved with the livestock world where we love to go to the fair. I mean, I remember being, you know, with Brownies and 4-H, the fair was a big deal. But he's got his kids all in the 4-H program, and they raise hogs, and they...
Well, we can thank Kathy Muse, too. She gets us
absolutely.
Into that. We buy a goat or a sheep or something every year. I'm not sure. or part of Kurt's stuff. You know, we throw money into that.
And then
too.
Donate it back, you know. So anyway, just a shout-out to both Ruth Angel and Kurt Largent. We're going to be thinking about that. And
we'll be talking about various people, too.
Throughout our 2 hours right. this morning, yeah.
Another big story. Okay, we don't have a lot of time. We've only got a couple minutes, so I'm going to go to a quicker big story. Triple Crown winner. First time in, what, decades?
We love
American Pharoah.
That was such a
triple
great
Triple Crown winner and not even close on the last race.
Wow.
American Pharoah came rolling through there, rolling down
what a
there.
Feel
and
good.
That's kind of a big thing.
It's such
you know?
A feel-good story about the
it
course,
is.
Too, and his owners.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the guys that owned them were not rich people.
No, I think one was a trainer, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was, but it was, I'm giving you a story. I don't even know what the background is, except this was one of the big sports stories, of course. Another sports story just came out. Chip Kelly of the Philadelphia Eagles got fired.
I just saw that.
Yeah, after 2 years. And, you know, now, I've got kids that...
Oh, my God.
They, you know, green...
They wear
Eagle green runs through their veins.
Yeah.
The kids they're dancing around at Christmas because they get Eagle stuff.
Right. And
Eagle jerseys, Eagle hats.
The first day they got there
was an Eagles game.
Ashlyn had on her in her suitcase an Eagles hat. So when they watched the game she could put her Eagles hat on.
She put her Eagle hat on.
Serious.
It did no good. But anyway, Chip Kelly was fired after the second straight playoff loss and miss. They didn't get in the playoffs for 2 years. Mm. They fired him, and this guy came out of a successful coaching career in the in college and all this. But it, you know, it just didn't work in the Philadelphia Eagle organization. So anyway, he was fired, and if anything, it'll make my son-in-law happy.
They also fired Ed I don't know how to play it. Marinowitz,
I don't know.
Who was vice president of player personnel.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another thing, too, because probably Chip brought him with him. Okay. A lot of things going on. It's a we have people that are we're going to be thanking, but other big stories when we come back here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. I just hope everybody, your year is that you're kind of rounding up this year and looking on how to make next year even better. We'll be right back after these messages with stories about guns, military, and more right here on Free Fire Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Worried about braving the throngs in New York City who will gather at Times Square on New Year's Eve to usher in the new year? You don't need to be, say New York City officials. They've beefed up security. Former FBI official Sean Henry telling NBC's Today Show they have made some big preparations.
The mayor here in New York City, the police chief have said that they are going on. This is going to be a big event, and they've got adequate resources deployed to make the city safe.
And the officials there are declaring that Times Square will be the safest place in the world, with thousands of officers securing the area. About 1 million visitors are expected to turn out. They will be screened multiple times, police say, for security purposes. Fewer people signed contracts to purchase homes in November as the real estate market appears to have cooled after sales gains for much of the year.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index declined by 0.9% to 106.9 last month. It was the lowest reading in 10 months. However, the index has gone up by 2.7% from a year ago. The pace of buying has slowed since the end of the summer, with inventories tight and home values increasing faster than incomes.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Winter has arrived in New England. 4 to 6 inches of snow fell in some areas yesterday. The Carabasset Valley in western Maine got the most snow, about 10 inches on the ground yesterday. David Roth with the National Weather Service says parts of New York State will be getting hit today with some lake effect snow.
We currently have forecast local amounts of 6 to 12 inches just in the lee of Lakes Erie and Ontario, so that's vaguely near Buffalo and Rochester.
Former New York Governor and GOP presidential candidate George Pataki is calling it quits.
While tonight is the end of my journey for the White House as I suspend my campaign for
president. Pataki failing to gain traction in a crowded field of GOP candidates during an election season that has favored political outsiders, most notably billionaire Donald Trump. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I'm feverish and stuffy, but I still see you checking out my sweet cough cloud. See, when I cough, I make a cloud of 3,000 droplets of saliva. Impressive, no?
No.
But your eyes say yes.
Ugh, cough clouds are sick. Take new Robitussin CF Max Severe. It delivers powerful relief of cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, and fever. Robitussin, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton now says she believes the persecution of Christians and other minority groups by ISIS in the Middle East should be defined as a genocide. As for her earlier reluctance to use that word,
that term carries with it legal import. It's a very important concept.
Her declaration came last night in response to a voter at a town hall meeting in New Hampshire, her final campaign stop of the year. Remember that blimp that broke loose from its moorings in Maryland and drifted hundreds of miles, dragging heavy cables across the countryside? That'll cost taxpayers.
The Army so far has received a dozen claims for $300,000 in damages, and that doesn't include the Pennsylvania Electric Company's plans to file to recover the cost of restoring power to 35,000 customers left in the dark when the blimp's tether knocked down power lines. Those affected have 2 years to file claims.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Pep Boys is being acquired by Carl Icahn for $1 billion. That follows a bidding war with the Japanese tire company Bridgestone. The deal expected to be finalized in the first quarter of next year. Two U.S. class action lawsuits against Facebook by shareholders alleging it hid growth concerns ahead of its 2012 public listing can now proceed.
Facebook's share price fell sharply in the months after it began trading on the stock market, losing more than half its value, although anyone who still has the shares today will have made money. Some of the investors who lost claim the company concealed concerns about how increased use of mobile devices, such as smartphones, would affect its revenue.
That's BBC's Andrew Walker. DuPont's merger with Dow Chemical will cost a lot of jobs. DuPont says it will cut 1,700 jobs in his home state of Delaware and thousands more globally. The company has approximately 54,000 employees worldwide and says a restructuring program will affect about 10% of its overall workforce. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is. It's the last hump day in 2015 right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. Please give us a call to say Happy New Year. And KCNR1460.com is how we are streaming out. You can hop in our chat room with Long, with Angel, and Sungold, and Jarhead, and many others. What's the weather look like
today? Good morning, everyone. 41 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 52. Chance of showers and mostly sunny. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 34. Tomorrow, sunny with 51. Clear tomorrow night with 34. New Year's Day calls for high of sunny day with temperatures around 50 degrees. And as we progress through the week and throughout the weekend, we do not have rain forecast until Monday night. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. 8:06 in the morning.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wind River Resort and Casino, because on January the 7th, a week from tomorrow, Linda will be there with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. We're going to have a rocking beginning of good jazz, good music, good everything there, including food and drink. Join us over at Wind River Casino in the Elements Lounge. Have a great time. Start off your new year happy. Come on out, say hello, and so we can all celebrate the beginning of the new year. Just give them a call at 243-3377 for reservations. Say you want romance on the river. It's a good way to start off the year, huh? Okay. A lot of things are happening in the world. Iran shot a missile landed 1,500 yards from one of our carriers out there. I'm sure that makes people happy on the whole thing.
Where was that?
That was over in the Middle East out there.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of other things happening. Let's talk about guns. Of course, there have been these terrible tragedies in America here. The shootings of the 9 people in the church in South Carolina. And I don't want to forget any of them, so I'm just going to hit a few of the shootings in South Carolina, the school, the shootings in theater. The shootings at Umpqua, at the college there, and, of course, San Bernardino. Every one of them, every time it happened, President Obama and Hillary Clinton, much more so now since she's running for president, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, has called for more gun control. Take guns away from those who could be legally having guns, because criminals don't care. They're going to get their guns someplace else. So what did the American people do? What did the American people say about that? The American people fought back. Gun ownership soared, exploded, leaped in 2015 with Black Friday. Had the largest number of requests for background checks in one day, over 180,000 in one day. Even with these, that people are realizing with these killings is that our government, no matter how good our law enforcement agencies are cannot protect you from a lone wolf shooter or even two or three people together that are planning this. Look at the acts of terrorism in France. It has very strong gun control laws. What happened? They go into a theater and start shooting and kill people. San Bernardino County, down there, and they have very strong concealed carry that you can't carry, the very anti-arming yourself type laws down there. 200 people in a Christmas party. In a Christmas party. These two walk in and kill 13 and wound 29. I mean, and not one person there was armed. People are starting to realize that you're going to have to take the responsibility of protecting yourself. And the way you do that is by being able to have a weapon in your house or carry a weapon on you. That for the first time in something like 30 years, people believe you should not, you should have the right to own a, quote, assault weapon. You know, even though they're not assault rifles, they're not, for a variety of reasons. But for, say, a sporting rifle with black gun that has a hand grip and it has a removable magazine, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to have one of those. People are believing this. So this has been a huge year to move gun ownership and gun ownership rights forward, unless, of course, you live in California. In California, we're trying to buck that trend with Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom saying, oh no, we've got to even cut back even more. Let's get rid of all the magazines that have over 10 rounds, even if you own them, if you've owned them for years. Let's get rid of those. Okay, look, every time you buy ammo, let's make you go through a background check or you have a card that says, oh yeah, I can buy a box of 22 ammo for my son and I can go out, or my daughter and I can go out and shoot. Oh, yeah, let's just do that because that'll keep the criminals from doing things. Gavin Newsom's got his head up his butt so far. He needs a picture window and a stomach to see which way he's going when it comes to things like this and probably most other things that Gavin Newsom says. But on this one, he wants to take more of your rights away as a gun owner in California when they have already said they can't protect you. Gavin Newsom, I would take that seriously if you gave up your private security detail or you provided one for everybody in the state of California. You want to do that? Fine. I won't carry then. If I've got well-trained men and women that can shoot as well as I can and can handle emergencies as well as I can, or just handle emergencies like that around me. If you're not prepared to do that and you're not prepared to give up your detail, then why would you want me to give up my right to own and to carry? And that's where you're going with it, buddy. So just remember this. He's going to be running for governor. He'll probably make it, and this is what you're going to be facing. Because come 1 January, they can now come to homes that they've had relatives or friends. Go to a judge and say, we believe this guy is dangerous or this girl is dangerous. We believe their guns should be confiscated. And the police can come knock on your door and take your guns right then. You don't even have the right to appear in front of the judge to say, wait a minute, this is wrong. These people hate me that, you know what, I divorced this woman, years ago and blah, 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 blah. This is happening in the state of California, plus more lead ammo banned in the state. The state of California, everybody else in the world in the United States is saying, hey, we need more rights, and California's taking them away.
All right.
Okay.
Peace. So before we take our break, let's take an early break. When we come back, I have more, some of the top list of things that are kind of unusual, as well as let's talk about some of the things that happened in 2015. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air, another one of our good friends around there, Martin, a veteran-owned business that does just outstanding work, best in the North State in 2015. Served in North State for over 20 years with your HVAC, with your heating and cooling systems. Can work on any type of heating and cooling system here in that exist in the United States. If you have an emergency, this man and his people will work 7 days a week to get that emergency fixed. It's cold out there. Is your heater working correctly? Give Martin a call. Have him come out and take a look. His people come out and take a look. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. 8:14 in the morning. We'll be right back with the news of weird things that are happening.
Weird and some things across the world that happened in 2015.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
Sound of the river, you're stopping your hole. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Linda Bott and an over-caffeinated Carl Bott right here.
Good morning.
18 in the morning, 41 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give us a call, 605-4567. You got something to say here on the last Wednesday.
Tomorrow's the end of the day, end of the year.
Well, yeah, it's last Wednesday of the year, December the 30th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business. Joe and Shelley are just outstanding people. Been with us from the very first day I had a show in August August 4th, 2007. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Espresso Joe's, with all that great coffee they have, all the great coffee mixes, the different types of holiday blends, and the coffees you can buy, and the coffee makers, and, of course, wine, beer, everything you can possibly imagine there at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply spectacular.
Always great specials
there.
Going on.
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay.
Okay, here we go with 15 important things you forgot happened in 2015, starting with number one, Carl. The price of crude oil plummeted to the lowest it has been in almost a decade. The price of gasoline, the price of a gallon of gas went under $2 this year. According to NPR, the average American saved $100. $700 on gas.
I tell you what, gas has gone down. It really has. And then you look at some of these other prices. You know, we're paying, I think, $2.25 or something. And we saw some today on the news that were $1.50 a gallon. It is. It's a big thing. Mm. So a lot of people hurt, but it's cost hundreds of thousands of jobs. All right.
Okay. Number two, Facebook set an engagement record. This year, 1 billion people logged onto Facebook in a single day. As Mark Zuckerberg happily pointed out, this means that 1 in 7 people on Earth were on Facebook in the course of a day.
Okay.
Huge.
Facebook. Even I Facebook. But I don't Facebook all the time. I Facebook a little. But you know what?
Would you say
you know, it's hard for me. But
how
I've
many
got
times
like,
a week?
I've got like 1,987 friends. I don't even know 1,900 okay. people. So.
Okay. Number three. Gay marriage was legalized across the United States. The Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 vote that the Constitution allows equal dignity for gay couples. On the ruling.
Big ruling.
President Obama said, we can say in no uncertain terms that we have made our union a little more perfect.
Okay. No comment.
Number four. Myanmar held its first free election since 1990. CNBC said it was their biggest stride yet in a journey to democracy from dictatorship.
Yeah, that's true. And they've had horrible dictatorships there.
And number five, before we go to the phones, Star Wars The Force Awakens brought in $1 billion in 12 days. Which is an industry record. It's now the highest grossing Star Wars movie in the franchise. It was also the first Star Wars that was released as a Disney film.
Well, you know what? And we've got the top, after this, we're going to go through the top 15 films or 10 films of the year.
All right.
By Ranker's website. What's the next one?
Number six, Paul Ryan, best known for being Mitt Romney's running mate, became the Speaker of the House this year. Currently, both the Democrats and Republicans are equally annoyed with him.
Actually, well, he's doing a good job then, if everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number seven, Saudi Arabia elected women into office for the very first time.
What? This didn't get a lot of coverage, but this is huge, having been in the Middle East as many times as I have for such a length of time. That women have always been treated as second-class citizens. I mean, really second-class citizens by the Saudi men. And so the fact that they actually are be able to run for government, they did in Iraq. In Iraq, they did. You know, when we were there and they established a democracy, they let them run.
Five women won seats on local municipal councils. These five women were among the 7,000 candidates competing for 2,100 government seats across the country. Of the 7,000 candidates, 979 of them were women. That's pretty huge.
Yep. That is big.
It
is huge.
Number eight, new leadership took
Being
over.
Being able to vote
yeah.
is a big thing.
Well, I think that's pretty cool when you think of the numbers, how many candidates ran. Number eight, new leadership took over in Canada. Justin Trudeau, the 44-year-old leader of the Liberal Party, won the election, ousting the Conservative Party from power. Trudeau is the second youngest prime minister Canada has ever had.
No comment.
Number nine, Match Group. The company which now owns Match.com, OkCupid, and Tinder filed to go public this year. In 2016, you might be able to buy stock in your love life.
Oh, boy.
Number 10, Cuba and the U.S. restored diplomatic relations after a 54-year Cold War between the two countries. They reopened embassies in each other's countries. The U.S. and Cuba are still divided on many fronts, but the relationship has not been this good in over 50 years.
Yeah, I'm kind of ambivalent about this. You know, I've still looked at the Castro brothers who are, you know, are dictators. And if you say something against them and against the government, you can still go to jail. You can go to jail for a long time. Their country, though, has, you know, we have so many Cuban Americans, so many Americans now of Cuban descent in this country. You know, Marco Rubio is running for a president, is one of those. And the thing about it is there's something has to be done, but you would think that the Cubans would have to give up something too, like say, hey, let's, you know, be a little more free in our press, you know, these things, which they haven't. On the other hand, maybe the way to do it is to open more diplomatic relations and more people go down there. And at some point, the Castro brothers will be dead. I mean, let's just face it.
Right.
They're both in their 80s.
Right.
So, you know, maybe this is one way of some kind of normalizing relations. I'm not sure. I know that, but this is so far down on my list of things that really aren't that important to me.
Right. Number 11, Tesla announced its plan to change how the world uses energy. We talked about this earlier about them opening a plant in Reno. They're making the Powerwall home battery, which will allow consumers to store solar energy in their homes. At some point, you won't need to be part of the electric car movement to be in using renewable energy in your daily life.
Great. Now, about this, too, somebody called in and said, hey, did you know that the Tesla factory is going to cover 5.6 million feet, which is, if 1 million feet is 22 acres, so imagine how big this Tesla plant is going to be. It's huge. It took them 1 month to okay that.
Wow.
What's the biggest one?
Okay, well, I've got three more. Tom Brady set the world record for the most Super Bowl wins at quarterback. Number 13,
yeah.
News broke that Hillary Clinton sent official emails using her personal email.
This is a big story. We're going to talk about this in a little bit.
While serving as Secretary of State, which meant sharing potentially classified information via an insecure private server.
This is a huge story. She had the server in her bathroom or someplace like this. You could be hacked in. It wasn't behind any firewall that the government had. She dropped 30,000 emails, if not more. We have no idea what was on that server. This is a woman that wants to be president of the United States and has just played fast and loose with every rule possible and is married to a sex abuser.
And we're allowing it. Number 14, SpaceX launched the first reusable rocket into orbit and recovered it. Do you have anything to say about that? Nothing. Okay, number 15, it was about Taylor Swift pulled her music from Spotify and the Beatles went live on Spotify. So that's huge. Okay, now, should we go to the phones?
Let's go to Ron.
Ron, good morning. Sorry to wait through number 15.
That's okay. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, I listen to, Front Lines of Freedom with Colonel Denny Gillum.
Yeah.
And last week he had somebody on about ISIS and just Muslims and stuff. But anyway, do you archive these shows? I'd like to listen to that one again.
You know what? We don't archive those shows, but you could probably go. I know Denny, and I'm sure if you go to his website that you could probably get it that way, Front Lines of Freedom.
Does he also have a phone number where somebody could call in?
You know what? I think he pretty much records these shows in advance, because that's the way we get them. But you know what? Again, if you go to that website, Front Lines of Freedom, he should be able to, you know, you should be able to find out. Now, the other thing about that is if you have a problem with that, give me a call back because I do have his email address and all that also.
Okay, I don't use it. I have to have somebody help me with the computer because I don't use it.
Well, you know what? I have people help me too, so.
Anyway, I mean, he talked about the Muslims and stuff like that, and Mr. Obama's wanting to bring thousands of them in, and I don't think it's going to be us that's going to have the problem right now unless they start shooting people like they do. But anyhow, my thought is it's going to be our children, our grandchildren, because they're going to destroy our the Constitution. They're going to bring in Sharia law. And so 20 years down the road, this is what's, as far as I'm concerned, this is where we're going to have the problem.
Well, that's
where
I'm, that's one of the things I said earlier was it's not us and it's not now. It's what happens, with that. So if the idea, though, is when people come to our country, they assimilate into our country and become Americans. If they're Muslim or if they're Christian or whatever they are, they assimilate in our country, into our culture. They can, you know, we have freedom of religion here, but it comes under the Constitution. And this is the part is if you're going to have these people sitting in a safe place and we vet them and they come in, they assimilate. Because it's a proven fact that people that come into our country that come in, migrate in, or immigrate in under the rules, they become business owners and become, you know, they buy into the American dream. If they just come in by the droves and they start their own enclaves, they don't. And you can look at any European country and see that. So I strongly agree with you. We need to make sure that the people that come here assimilate into our culture, into the American dream, under the Constitution, and not want to change that. That's not the idea.
The only thing is, when they get in, they're going to start running for office. And if they get enough of them, they can do whatever they want, because they'll vote out.
Not
the,
that's true, but
this is where it's going to happen.
But you know what? There's a lot of what ifs in between that. But that's something to look at. So thank you.
Okay.
You
have
bet.
A good day.
You bet.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay. I'm going to go through the top 10 movies really quick here. You know, and I'm going to, you know, this one, because, you know, it goes by rankings. But I'm going to start off with Star Wars Episode The Force Awakens.
Okay, of course.
Now, you know,
we saw that.
But Red says he didn't like it.
Oh. Well, you know
what?
He's
Red,
the second person.
Red.
Second person I've heard. Second person. I don't know. I haven't really, like, done a huge survey, but somebody else said that their didn't like the storyline.
Okay,
thought it
you
was
know,
a
I'm not going to give
line.
Out. I'm not going to give out nope. any of the. You know, well, you know what? Maybe it, yeah, maybe
has,
the storyline was a little bit weak.
Has a right.
But it had it brought it back. It brought back the original guys. Yeah.
Was hugely entertaining.
Oh, Jared's just pointing at Sammy Fingers.
One minute
here
left.
Here it is. Mad Max Fury Road. You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that
totally.
Was, oh, you know what? That was probably one of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it had it all.
Effect.
It had violence.
Yeah.
It had it all.
You got to watch that again.
It had a storyline.
I'd like to see that in 3D.
Oh, yeah. Kingsman, The Secret Service.
That was fun.
Jurassic World.
That was number three?
Well, this is by the rankings by a website that people are voting,
and plus they look
at the sales and all these things. Ex Machina.
What?
Yeah, I don't know which one that was.
Who is it? Jared's got his thumb up. Who's in it? Jared, quickly.
Some Swedish girl.
Okay.
I don't remember her name.
The Avengers, Age of Ultron, Inside Out, Ant-Man, Minions, The Martian.
Okay, we haven't seen that. Want to see it?
Creed is in the top 10.
Oh, I want to see that too. And Inside Out, we haven't seen it.
Furious 7 was in it. Bridge of Spies, we saw that. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Mission Impossible 5, Rogue Nation, like that one. Spotlight.
In fact, somebody gave us a video for that for Christmas.
The Hunger Games and Straight Outta Compton. So, some of the others,
Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 20.
All right.
We're going to take a break. All right. Hey, we're just catching up on everything out there. You know, we're going to keep this off. We're going to, everything's archived here anyway. We may just play this show again two or three times just because it's covering everything that's happening this year as much as we can. 8:31 in the morning. And we are going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk politics and some of the big things that's happened in politics this year, not only on the national and the state level, but right here in Redding, California. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, 8:31 in the morning here on the last Wednesday of December 2015.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right, and we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, she told me don't worry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, good morning.
This is, I can't feel my face.
8:34 in the morning here, and 41 degrees out there. Going to go up to a high of 52 today in our last Wednesday of the year on December the 30th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
We never got to the chorus.
That's okay, because we've got a lot of things to do. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Dwayne Curl is our, out there, D.C., Tim and Logan. Have been with us from the very beginning also, and I can't say enough about this barbershop. I've used them. Whether they advertise or not, I would still use this barbershop. It's the Cheers of barbershops. It's man's last stronghold. It is my kind of place to go to get my hair cut. You're not going to get a better one. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Again, a veteran-owned business. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And then go down the street to Million Cathy's Classic Cafe, get your hug, get great breakfast, get great lunch. The walls are just a mini museum of all of our veterans. Okay, best songs.
Well, number one that came up was, in fact, I'm looking up a different, couple different charts because we have got one day left. But number one was Hello. And, of course, I don't know about you, but the Adele. Adele had a recent concert where she was live, and I thought it was interesting because I was at Radio City Music Hall, and Jimmy Fallon introduced her, and Lorne Michaels was the producer, and of course Adele was, but, you know, so everything that she did was, of course, live, and it had been 4 years since she sang publicly, and she had, guess, evidently had gone undergone has gone under gone throat surgery, having a baby and just going through some life changes. I have to say that she is now my favorite performer. She did say she dropped the F-bomb, I think, or something. They had to bleep it out. She's very she's British Cockney, I'm not sure, and just kind of, it's funny because when she performs and she sings, it is so soulful, everything, just goosebumps. And then she goes into who she is, it's like, blah, 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 and okay. Sticks her tongue out, rolls her eyes, and it's just real. But when she goes into her songs, which she writes, Hello, it's just beautiful. So if you get a chance to see the Adele special, please do. And she's an artist of our generation and our times. So anyway, I Can't Feel My Face is one of the top songs. Drake Hotline Bling. These are the 20 best songs. Let's see. Hello, of course. Kendrick Lamar, All Right. I don't know half these people. Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. Kanye West, Only One. 4th of July, Pedestrian's Best. High by the Beach. Summertime, which is Vince Staples. This is rap. I don't know. This is called the businessinsider.com. I don't know any of these. Are there any country ones in here?
Who knows? Let's just move on.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Let's talk about celebrity deaths in 2015. And, you know, some of the ones that, you know, that you just didn't know they were alive. And yeah, first of all, as Jared says, Leonard Nimoy. Spock. You know, he had a good acting career before and after. He was a great actor. But he will always be remembered as Spock from Star Trek. A guy by the name of Vincent Margera, who was in Jackass. He was one of these guys in Jackass that kept on getting... They'd set themselves on fire somehow, you know, or they'd crash and do all these stupid stunts.
And you remember him.
And they became... Well, you know what? I remember him, but he died. You know, he died. He's like 42 years old, and he died. Carol Doda. For those who are a little bit older, Carol Doda was in San Francisco. She was one of the most famous topless burlesque dancers. She was 76 when she died. And she kicked off the revolution in adult entertainment by becoming the first stripper to go completely topless on stage. She was also the first American woman to get silicone breast injections.
Wasn't she, like, known as having the huge, you know, the
yeah,
huge...
Yeah, she did huge.
Busty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she stayed in San Francisco on the strip over in San Francisco
forever.
For years.
Yeah,
I mean,
she was
probably
60
and still dancing. She's 60
still dancing
topless. But I guess that was, it's an institution in a certain way. But it's funny, the people who set themselves afire, the big-breasted woman, and who else that you would
Yogi
say...
Yogi Berra?
Okay.
These are just out of the rankings. Yogi Berra died. Yogi Berra was just, he was kind of an icon of baseball. when he would say things like, it's deja vu all over again. I mean, it ain't over till it's over, and when you come to a fork in the road, take it. So... Moses Malone, basketball player. Wes Craven. Who can forget Wes Craven, who did all of these super Nightmare on Elm Street, plus so many other flicks like The Hills Have Eyes. I mean, he was a scary guy, but he was really a nice guy.
Slasher
when it
films.
Came. Oh, yes. Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder, another basketball player. Frank Gifford died at the age of 84. Monday Night Football, he built Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell and Dandy Don Meredith. Married to Kathy Griffin and died at age 84. Went through, was just an outstanding football player that was injured badly and left the game for a couple of years and then came back. Some of these, like the WWE, the World Wrestling, whatever that is, WWE is. Anyway, Roddy Piper was one of the wrestlers that passed away. Bobby Christina Houston Brown.
Yeah.
Of course.
Terrible.
Found her face down in the bathtub just like they did her mother. And Jack Carter, another actor. Dick Van Patten from Eight is Enough. Dusty Rhodes, another wrestler that had, that had more hits on his obituaries than anybody else, Dusty Rhodes. Christopher Lee, who was one of the, he played vampires, and he played Frankenstein, and he played in all these horror pictures, a British actor. Beau Biden, Joe Biden's son, was the attorney general of one of the eastern states. Ann Mira, she was a comedian, and Ann Mira was on stage and TV, all of these things on the TV, and the... married to Jerry Stiller, Ben Stiller.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, yes. Oh, yes.
B.B. King, when it comes to music and the blues. Gene Nydich. Okay, who's Gene Nydich? She had to lose some weight. She dropped 70 pounds, and she began something called Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away. The guy that invented the pet rock. His name's Gary Dahl. It started in 1974.
Yes, of course.
1975, he dreamed up the pet rock after hearing friends complain about taking care of their live animals. The rock sold for $4 each and became an instant sensation. They were discontinued in 1976, 1 year later. But he had made millions of dollars off this. I got a pet rock back then.
I think everybody got that. And
everyone
also got
that.
Well, not a Kia, but what was it called? The Chia.
Chia. Chia.
Everybody got a
is.
Chia and a pet rock. I'm sorry,
of course,
but
Leonard,
in your life. Leonard. And then the pet rock, of course, exploded into, like you get the pet rock family.
You had a pet rock family?
Yeah, you had a pet rock family.
Okay.
The pet doggy
Percy,
rock. And
Bob Simon, who was a reporter on 60 Minutes, died in a traffic accident. Mm-hmm. Ernie Banks, the great baseball player from the Cubs, the Chicago Cubs Hall of Famer. Daryl Winfield, he died at age 85. Now, Daryl Winfield, you've seen this man. He was the most photographed person in the world and most copied photos in such a long time. Back in the 60s, he was the Marlboro man that did he worked at a ranch out in Wyoming, and he did several cigarette ads beginning in the late 1960s. Mm. His face was known as the most photographed in the world for a short period of time back then. Donna Douglas.
Yes, of course.
Miss Ellie on the Beverly Hillbillies.
On Beverly Hillbillies.
Mario Cuomo.
She later turned into being a big a real estate entrepreneur. She did a lot of Beverly Hills real estate. Donna Douglas.
Well, there's so many people that passed away during this time, and we haven't even begun to get into.
Oh no, I've got lists of the people. A German electric, Rainer Bloss, who's a German electronic musician. The list goes on of people around the world that we say our prayers for that have had led
Maureen
very productive.
O'Hara.
Oh my gosh.
Maureen O'Hara was the red-haired beauty that was in so many movies.
So many John Wayne films you have taped.
John Wayne films, but she was in the Oscar-winning
Quiet Man.
The Quiet Man by John Ford, probably one of the most iconic pictures that came out of Hollywood. One of the most beautiful pictures, and a beautiful woman died this year at age 95. We got to take a break right now. Carl Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, another local business, another locally owned business that gives great, great customer service. He has every type of gun you could possibly want, whether it's a pistol, revolver, a semi-automatic, a rifle, shotguns, whatever you want. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, have their own gunsmiths there. Every type of shooting accessory you would want. Right there at Bastiani Arms. They opened about the same time we did. Here we are starting our seventh year, and I believe they're starting their seventh year also. Big success. Again, shop local, stay local. They're at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. It has it all, ammo and all, everything, fair prices, good service.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about holiday closures on New Year's Day, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet. To go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we all made it through Christmas and we're bearing down on New Year's. We got two more used heaters in and ready to go, and a whole bunch of new ones that just came in. So give Johnny a call and get a free estimate. Northern Lights Energy, kerosene heaters and on-demand water heaters is what we do. If you're tired of big electric and propane bills, come on in and let us show you how we can save you money. We have red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline at all of our plants and card locks. If you need a 5-gallon pail or a whole truckload, give us a call. In Corning, see Miss Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. And in Redding, ask for Kathy, Sherry, or Candace. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, happy holidays, and we do appreciate your business. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River.
Has your flooring seen just one too many holiday seasons? Try the Renew at Shasta Lake Floors. Lots of carpet, woods, tiles, and laminates in stock that in many cases can be installed by the new year. The lowest prices and great financing, too, with rates as low as 0% OAC, even on special order items. Color, style, selection, low prices, great financing, quick professional installation. You get it all in one package. Shasta Lake Floors. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 8 times voted best in the North State.
Abby, will you be joining us January as we kick off the 2016 Haven Humane Society's second Tuesday dinners at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue?
Yes, I love seeing the grill warriors cooking on that Mongolian grill.
That's right. And with something for everyone, it's a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir-fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 12th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violent.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 11 minutes until 9 o'clock with Carl and Linda Bott, and that's Bruno Mars with
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk, one of the top-rated songs for 2015.
To see him in concert.
10 minutes until 9 o'clock here on our last Wednesday of 2015, quickly approaching 2016 with Linda Bott and Carl Bott, who's on his third or fourth cup of coffee. 605-4567 is our phone number. We want to say hello and Happy New Year to all of our listeners out there. You know, it's going to be, you know, in our chat room, we're working on a new way of doing chat here this coming year. We'll see what happens with that. 41 degrees out there, going up to 52 today, and it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. It's going to be, for New Year's Day is going to be beautiful, sunshiny. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans, and a veteran-owned business.
We talked about some of the New Year's Day closures. Okay, as government goes, state, federal, county, Superior Court, and Reading, Anderson, and Shasta Lake, a city office is closed on Friday. No delivery on Friday. Schools will be closed. Trash pickup routes one day late after Thursday. Reading Area Bus Authority buses not running on Friday. Commerce banks, many businesses, and some retail stores closed. Of course, theaters will be open. Newspaper, the Record Searchlight is closed Friday. Newspapers should be delivered by 7 a.m. The circulation department will answer phones from 6 to 10. Also in the newspaper is you can clip and save solid waste holiday collection and facility closure schedule. Nice to have. So you know when to put your trash cans out or not to.
This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. You know, they also are celebrating the end of the year, but they have it all. They've got over 1,000 different cold drinks and 250 different kinds of beer if you want to celebrate the end of the year with what, beer or wine. They've got it all at Mighty Fine Foods, along with deli trays, lunches, breakfast, best meat in town, everything. All of this at Mighty Fine Foods, a locally owned father-son store there at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Okay. Gosh, honey. 8 minutes until 9 o'clock. The last Wednesday of the year.
And we want to wish everybody, tomorrow's the last day of 2015 as we go into celebrating. You know, I don't personally do New Year's resolutions, but I do start to think more. I become more reflective when it comes to my birthday. But for many people, they do make resolutions. Don't be too tough on yourself. We've had a lot going on with our world and our changes and some huge tragedies with, of course, the San Bernardino and the Paris, just things that we really felt. And we know that there's been deaths. We've covered a lot of those meaningful people, animals, pets, loved ones that have passed away this year for many of our friends. And we wish you, as we go into the 2016, that you look for a happy heart and a way to live lighter. You know, just think about what you're doing. What you do in your life is all you can control with your ripple effect through the community. Maybe this is a time to reach out to a neighbor that you've never met before and just say, hey, I'm your, you know, we're in this thing together. We're living on the same street. And I don't know, because I know we have neighbors on our street that we don't really know. And some of them are getting older, and we, you know, one, I think we have a World War II vet, though I know we've been to their house before a couple times, live across the street from us. And just to reach out now and then and say, thank you, I acknowledge you. How are you? How's everything going? You know, it's, you know, we just get busy and life goes on. But, you know, just a thought, just a little seed thought today about what are your plans in 2016 in order to live a more productive, happier life.
You know, it's good. And it's true. And again, a big thank you out there to our friends, our family, our people that listen to us. You know, as we're starting our seventh year. I want to really thank the people that work for us, too. You know, Jared and Bob Belongi and Bob Martin and Eric.
Eric
I mean,
wonderful,
and, you know,
too.
Gary, you know, Gary Moore, who does our football and baseball. Like that, you know, Ron
and Brad.
Brad and who does the Brad who does the websites and does all this, but we want to thank Brad too. And I make Brad's life miserable half the time.
And Diane.
Diane Hawks, who is the heart of our
Free
Fire Media. She is the heart there of Free Fire
and
Media.
And Molly.
And of course Molly Kidd, who is our sales,
our sunshine
team.
Girls.
All of that. And we want to thank, you know, the people, our advertisers and all those people out there that have faith in us as we start our seventh year. Here.
And we should also do a shout out to our neighbor station, which has got Jimbo and Sue. We see them every morning that are next door and always so kind. And Mike Quinn, you know, we all share office spaces and that kind of thing.
You know, and
so,
that can be rough, but we all get along. Yeah. You know what? There's probably things that we all do.
Kerlock is back there.
Bob Kerlock and all that. We want to thank all that. You know, we look into politics here, and I was going to get deep into that. But you know what? Frankly, this is a big year for politics.
It sure is.
It's a huge year. And
it's a huge year for
us.
We
have tried to cover as much of this as possible. This year is going to be really big. We've got a number of people running for city council. The city council plays a huge part in our lives, maybe more so
than... Two seats opening up.
Yeah, two seats opening up, number of people running for it. We're going to have them all on several times so that you can listen to them and you can go back and listen to the things they say.
Your vote matters.
We're going to put them out. We're going to have a debate that we host, and we'll put it out over the air. It's going to be big here. We've got... congressional elections coming. People have started talking about running against Doug LaMalfa. Gary Cheeto, of course, but you know, there's Doug Wright, who has said that, you know, he's got an exploratory committee, another Republican running against Doug LaMalfa. The Senate opens up too. You've got Barbara Boxer, Boxer retiring. So a lot of things are happening here this year, and of course the presidential election. And you know, who would have thought here's Donald Trump. You know, I saw a cartoon the other day. It was really funny. There's a cartoon of him being inaugurated, taking the oath of office, and there's somebody saying that, you know what, he won't last. He won't last. You know, I mean, saying that, oh, he's not gonna win the presidency. And you take a look at this, and here's Donald Trump. He is still in the front by double digits. And so you kind of say is that he is. Infuriating everybody in the Republican Party, the Democrats, and the media. He's infuriating everybody but the voters who seem to think that this man has got something there. Of course, you got Hillary, who is the Democrat. You know, she's been crowned as the Democrat queen, who's going to be running for office for the state of for the office of president. Unless she's indicted first, I imagine, and I don't think that'll happen. Another huge story, of course, Benghazi and the servers, a big story. The Reading City Council, they took office in January, and they immediately did away with the Reading Electric Commission, moved the time for public comment to the end of the session, and also did away with the Downtown Reading Business Association in the sense of doing away with the bid or the investment portion downtown. However, they've also put together that blueprint for safety, so we can take a move forward with that. And a shout out for Kristen Schrader, who used private money to get a study done on the homeless, so we can start taking strides on that. So that was a good job, Kristen, on that. And I'm glad to see all that happen. There's going to be a lot of changes in 2016 that we as citizens have got a lot to do with. And of course, the breaking of the ground for Turtle Bay and the new hotel down there and all the things that are happening here. So, we didn't have enough time to cover everything in two hours.
No, there isn't, with breaks. And of course, gratitude. I think as we go through this year and the ending of an era and the beginning of a new, we go in with gratitude about the things we're grateful for.
I want to thank all of our shows. Thank you so much for all that.
The heart of KCNR.
You know what? Ernie and Dave, we have, and Kurt and Ruth. We the People, Sovereign Minds,
Boomer Tech,
Jefferson State of Mind, Boomer yeah. Tech, mm-hmm. all of this, all
we
these
have some
people.
New shows starting
and
next year.
And
we
got new shows starting next year, you're right, and we're going to be expanding some others. And so we just want to thank all those people. They have been with us, can't say enough about them. So Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for being loyal listeners, and we wish you well. What are you going to do to make a difference in 2016?
Happy New Year.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
ground. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A rain-swollen lake forcing the evacuation of about 150 duplexes and single-family homes in Branson among the Missouri communities dealing with the threat of flooding. There's also evacuation in the St. Louis suburb of Valley Park. 20 people confirmed dead from flooding in Missouri and Illinois. Bill Cosby expected to be arraigned later today on charges of sexual assault. Former Temple University employee claims a comedian drugged and violated her at his Philadelphia area home in 2004. DA Kevin Steele says new information recently surfaced, meaning that
we are able to seek justice on behalf of the victim.
The 78-year-old comedian previously said under oath that the contact was consensual. Prosecutors in Texas awaiting the return from Mexico of an 18-year-old fugitive who's been serving probation for killing four people while driving drunk. Tarrant County, Texas Sheriff D. Anderson says he's not surprised that Ethan Couch, famous for his...